Don't be envious of your neighbor's snowblower. Be envious of the city's snowblowers. Those snowblowers are key to cutting down the snowbanks and clearing the roads after the Family Day weekend snowfall caused the city to declare its second significant weather event of the month. The number one focus of declaring a weather event is the safety of people on the roads, said Roger Young, the city's general manager of Environment and Infrastructure Services. Young and other city managers and councillors met on Family Day to talk about the weather event and make plans going forward, said Young. Some of these storms come with accumulation that is so intense that even when we are actively working through them, the accumulation presents challenges elsewhere within the network, he said. The city has 450 kilometers of road to maintain and must have at least a 5-meter lane width for municipal roads. The snowbanks are so tall, we are running out of space to store the snow at the edge of the road. We are at the point of losing that 5-meter width, so we have to run a snowbank removal operation in some of our neighborhoods, said Young. We really are at the point where we have to amp up and increase our snow removal we are removing across the city. Snow storage has become a problem, he told Aurelia Matters Tuesday. Aurelia has 3 mega snowblowers, including its John Deere tractor with a snowblower on the front that is 10 feet wide and 6 feet tall. One of the blowers is broken down. They are absolutely massive snow-moving machines, said Young. You have one blower for 15 to 20 trucks. The blower fills the trucks incredibly fast as it works along the bank. Most of the work is done at night as there are cars parked along the roadways during the day. We can complete about 5 kilometers of snowbank removal per evening. Last night we called in 30 contracted trucks and 2 blowers that we have in the city. We are going to continue that for the next 3 nights, said Young. We know that the area we will most likely expand our fleet is with the blowers, he said. Aurelia Matters caught the shift change at the city's operations center on James Street. While mechanics are busy working in the indoor bays, the machines come in at lunch for a period of meltdown before the new shift heads out before 1 p.m. for a shift that could be 8 or up to 14 hours depending on what's needed. Snow removal is very costly and is a significant operation, added Young. The city's budget for winter control is approximately $1.5 million. That includes labor and materials, such as salt. Labor is covered until the end of the season. We will see some overtime overage, but we are not able to calculate that yet, he explained. Our drivers are operating there 70 hours a week and we are maximizing the amount of overtime that the crews are able to work, said Young. We are going to exceed our budget for salt, he said. What we are seeing that is new this year is the need for more contracted services, he said. Local weather watcher David Brain said almost 170 centimeters of snow has fallen in February, the most in a single month in his more than 45 years of monitoring Aurelia's weather.